This is Nick Geyer. As we celebrate Flag Day on June 14th, I challenge all good liberals to take back the flag. It was May Day, 1967, and I was doing my daily run around the National Stadium in Copenhagen, Denmark, where I was completing my year as a Rotary Fellow. On the expansive lawn celebrating the world's most important leftist holiday were thousands of Danish communists, socialists, and social democrats. Something struck me about what many of these Danes had in their hands. For every bottle of beer, some of the best in the world, there were just as many small Danish flags. As an American, I thought, what a novel idea. Patriots on the left. This was not the first time I'd noticed and admired Danish patriotism. At every major occasion, a birthday or a wedding, little flags are festooned everywhere, and a big flag is flying in the yard. Danish homes, including the summer cottages, are not complete without a flagpole. Let us turn to another country. The Sri Lankan flag contains two stripes, green embracing the Muslims and orange integrating the Hindus. Buddhist nationalists have removed these colors from their own flag as a clear warning to Sri Lankan Hindus, Muslims, and Christians that they are no longer welcome in their own country. Most Americans could not place Sri Lanka on a map, but I fear that some of our own nationalists might get wind of this. One might instruct his wife to sew a new American flag with all the blue state stars removed, even though the blues pay 71% of the taxes and the reds from 1991 to 2001 received $800 billion more in goods and services and cash from the feds than they paid in taxes. An even more perverted possibility actually happened at a recent retreat of the Moscow Chamber of Commerce. The chamber head, Paul Kimmel, has neo-Confederate tendencies, and he gave a PowerPoint presentation on Robert E. Lee, in which the final slide was the Confederate flag, with 14 stars, given equal weight with the Union flag, with all 33 stars. Buddhist and American nationalism are, of course, the exact opposite of true patriotism, which, like the Danes' example, is inclusive and embracing, rather than exclusive and dividing. Genuine patriots are loyal to their country's principles and values, not necessarily to their government's current policies. American patriots should exercise their right to dissent and to resist the tyranny of the moral majority. They should also make common cause with countries that share the same liberal democratic principles, and they should remain true to the treaties that we've made with them. Wise patriots would not be afraid to admit their country's mistakes, and they would not make exceptionalist claims about national destiny and obligation. God blesses all nations, not just the U.S. True patriotism is not a narrow nationalism that goes its own way. You are either with us or against us, but one that embraces the UN Charter, international law, the Universal Declaration of Human Rights, and the Geneva Conventions on the Treatment of Prisoners. The liberals that should take back their flag have a long distinguished tradition that goes back to the American and French revolutions. Against the divine right of kings and caste society, of classical conservatism, these classical liberals have always stood for liberty, equality, and community. Americans, conservatives, and liberals embrace all three, with an emphasis on community and traditional values for the conservatives and equality for today's liberals. Following the Danish example, we should all respect each other's love for the classical liberal principles for which this nation stands, with freedom and justice for all. This is Nick Geyer, the Palouse Pundit, requesting that you send your comments to nickgeier@adelphia.net.